Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Kuf Tesvav. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Tes Amad Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Havir Lefanav, Yerokois V'Chazeres, Metaba V'Chazeres, Ad Shehu Magia L'Papeis HaPas. The Mishnah says they bring before him vegetables to be eaten. This is known as Kalpas, the purpose of which is to arouse the interest of the children, as vegetables are not usually eaten before the meal, or Chazeres, which is romaine lettuce. Even if he has no vegetable to eat other than the chazeres that he will be using later for the maror, the bitter herbs, he still dips and eats now. Heviu lefonos matzah v'chazeres v'chareses afapi she'en chareses mitzvah. They bring before him matzah, chazeres which is maror, and chareses which is a dip that usually contains ground apples and other fruits. Even though chareses is not actually a mitzvah, it merely weakens the sharpness of the maror. The brother of Sadik oimer mitzvah. Rav Basadik says that it's a mitzvah in remembrance of the apple trees under which the Jewish ladies would give birth, and in remembrance of the cement with which the Egyptians forced the Jews to build. Over Mikdash, Mevim Lefanav Gufa Shel Pesach, and in temple time they would bring before him the body of the Korban Pesach. The Gemara says Chavaya b'shem Rav Yochanan Tzarech L'Tabel B'Chazeres Beis Pa'amim. Chavaya, quoting Rav Yochanan, said that if one used Chazeres for the Kalpas, he must dip and eat the Chazeres twice. Since when eating the Kalpas, he did not intend that by eating the Chazeres he should fulfill his obligation of Maror, he must eat it again as his Maror after eating Matzah, and this is because one must have intent in order to fulfill a commandment. Rav Zeira, b'shem Rav Yochanan, ein tzarech l'tabel b'chazeres beis pa'amim. Rav Zeira, quoting Rav Yochanan, says no, when one is not obligated to dip and eat Chazeres twice, since one does not need intent in order to fulfill a commandment, he already fulfilled his obligation of Maror by eating the Kalpas. Nevertheless, after eating the matzah, he again should eat chazeres, since it is the ideal way of eating based on the pasuk that says, with matzahs and maror. Rav Shimon ben Lakish omer, im lo taval pam reshona, tzarech l'tabel pam shniya. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said that if he did not dip and eat the first time, he must dip the second time, but if he already ate, he does not need to eat again. Masnisa pliga al Rav Shimon ben Lakish, shibachol haleilos anu madbilim pam achas, v'ala lazeh shtei pamim. The Gemara says that the Mishnah disagrees with Shimon ben Lakish because it says there, for on all other nights we dip once, on this night we dip twice. So Rav Shimon ben Lakish al Hador de Bakapor Masnisa Pliga al Bakapor Shivachol Alelois Onimadbilim Oisoi Im Hapas Vakan Onimadbilim Oisoi Bifnei Atzmei. Rav Shimon ben Lakish held that the Mishnah is a teaching of Bakapor, but there's a Brisa that disagrees with him and says that for on all other nights we dip with bread, and here we dip by itself, meaning that the main difference between Pesach and other times is that we dip the vegetable with bread, but the number of times that we dip is not discussed. Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Yochanan, yotzin b'matzah ben shekiven ben shelo kiven. A brisa is a question against Rabbi Yochanan, because it says that one fulfills his obligation of eating matzah whether he had intent or not. If Maror is the same, then it's a question on the Chevraya, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, who said that one must have intent. You should say, hocha mekiven shehesiv chazaka kiven. The answer is no. Here, since he reclined at the Seder, one can assume that he had intent, but when eating Kalpas, he does not recline, and when eating it before his meal, perhaps he did not have intent. And we have another question. Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Yehuda against Rav Shimon ben Lakish. They brought in front of him matzah, chazeres, and chareses. Even though chareses is not a mitzvah, chazeres is a mitzvah. Chazeres is a mitzvah, even though he'd already eaten it earlier. Amalei shekein rav metabal v'tirudin. Rabbi Zeira answered, Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's a mitzvah to dip in order to arouse the interest of the children, but it doesn't matter what he dips, as we see that rav would dip into beets. Tagu Yerushalayim hayo'imim bo v'tolu lachem tivlei mitzvah. The merchants of Yerushalayim would say, come and take for yourselves the flavorings of the mitzvah, means the chareses. B'nei b'isei de'isi b'shem isi v'lama nikra shma ruba shehi rabba imai. The people of the house of Issi said in his name, that Chareses is referred to as Ruba, as a dispute, Rav, over it between Haman and Lazar, Rav Sadik. Rav Shur ben Levi, Omar Sricha, Shitei Abe. Rav Shur ben Levi says that the mixture should be thick. Musa, Omar Vecheletit. The reason is it's a remembrance of the cement. Istanaitani, Tzavei, Shitei Rabba, or some have a Gesa of Racha, means that it needs to be racha, that means a lot of liquid should be added to make it have a soft texture. Mursi ama vecher adam. The reason it should be soft texture is in remembrance of the blood of the Jewish children that they would bury in the mud and in the cement. Tani Ugvurim Srichim Shne Tavshidin Echel Zeichel Pesach Echel Zeichel Echagiga. The Bryce says that outside of the temple they would require two dishes of meat, one in remembrance of the Pesach and one in remembrance of the Chagiga.